Hello, I'm Northwest Now Associate Producer Chris Anderson here with this week's audio preview of what you'll be seeing on this Friday's season premiere of Northwest Now. It's late August and students along with their parents are gearing up to start another school year, all while dealing with uncertainty over federal and state cuts to the education budget. What effects will these cuts have on the quality of our state's public education system? We'll hear from OSPI Superintendent Chris Reichdahl about how the state is coping. Earlier this year, in a statement to the press, Reichdahl discussed the plan to tackle budget shortfalls.
It's all about resources. Our districts are distressed. We've said a lot about them being down more than $1,000 per kid, roughly $1,000 per student, adjusted for inflation. So we have less buying power by $1 billion than we had 5 years ago. Special education is our biggest gap. We see huge differences between the House and Senate right now in terms of the level of investment in special ed. We hope the Senate prevails there with roughly $500 million a year additional investment that they are contemplating. The other one is inflation on materials and supplies. It's another big priority. The Senate appears to be investing quite a bit in that. The House perhaps not, or much less. And so we definitely know there's some tension there in the legislature. We're going to keep leaning into those big priorities.
Reichdahl will also address other concerns facing public education, including how the state schools will deal with Trump administration's executive orders. Earlier this year, he had this to say when asked about the future of DEI programs in our state's public schools.
What we've told school districts is stick with state law, state policy. We have state laws in some cases that actually require DEI work, whether it's student education or teacher or school board professional education. So there's certainly a legal framework for our state to keep leaning into that work. And again, the courts will settle some of that.
We'll also hear from Franklin Pierce School District Superintendent Lance Goodpaster about what challenges his smaller district is facing as we head into another school year. You can see our annual Back to School show Friday night at 7:30, only on KBTC.